Crop conditions throughout the southern third of Michigan from east to west are mostly very good. In a Channel Seed growing season update, Jake Bunnell, field sales representative at Bayer Crop Protection, says there is a good reason for optimism when you look at corn and soybean fields.
All in all, stands have been extremely good. And we've got a lot of potential out there today for both corn and soybeans.
But it is getting to a point where rainfall is past due.
I would say we've got some pockets that are definitely hurting for some moisture. When you look at the development status of where we're at on both those crops, primarily corn and soybeans, you know, we've proven over the last 3 years that limited amounts of rainfall during June and July isn't detrimental to yield. I mean, we've seen some later rain periods the last few years that have really filled the crop out and given us some tremendous yields. And we're in the same boat today as we were last year or the year before. All in all, I still think rainfall is going to drive a lot of potential for this crop, and we need to have it.
Bunnell said farmers do need to keep an eye out for disease, especially northern corn leaf blight, gray leaf spot, and tar spot, which is now confirmed in four Michigan counties. He adds there have been varied results from weed management programs this year. Beyond water hemp, volunteer corn and soybeans has been prevalent.
We've put such an emphasis on water hemp and managing it, we almost take our eye off the ball a little bit on that volunteer your corn. So I guess I would encourage the farmers and everyone in the area, don't forget about that grass type weed that's volunteer corn that we might struggle with later on. So water hemp has been the big driver, though. That one is can be a nightmare for us to manage, and if we don't take care of it this year, it enhances the problem for next year with the amount of weeds that and seeds that little bugger can make.
I'm Andy Eubank.